and hopes that were high in the heat of September can wilt and die in the chill of November. November can be cold and gray. November can be surly, with bitter rain upon the world and winter coming early.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work. And just like the intro says, yes, we are in November now, and we are here in week 10. We are almost halfway done with the whole year, and we are over halfway done with the actual season. A lot of stuff has gone on. What a crazy, crazy, crazy week. But I am your host, Heavy Set, and my co-host is here too, Joe Bennett.
Yo, what a good week of football.
Fucking crazy week of football. And should we talk about the whole bullying thing going on in the NFL?
It's kind of crazy.
Am I the only one that's... I'm like halfway confused with it all. Okay, I don't got their names down, but one player leaves because he was getting bullied, and it comes out that the other player who bullied him left all these nasty voicemails. They got rid of that player because of it.
Right.
And now things are coming out that coaches told him to toughen up the other player and all this shit. And people in the locker room would rather have the guy they got rid of because they look at the other guy as a quitter. It's like a big headache. I'm sorry, I don't have their names down.
Incognito or something like that?
Incognito, yeah, that's the one name. I don't want to say the name's like Burke or something. I don't know. They're Miami Dolphins players. And it's all everybody's talking about. I think before the Monday night game, there was two things I heard about: Aaron Rodgers and this story.
Yeah.
Of course, then after the game, I heard about Aaron Rodgers, but in a different capacity.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And this story. But I want to reserve some judgment. I don't know whether to say, like, the one guy was a complete asshole for doing what he was doing. There was, like, there's some behavioral issues with him that has been reported through the years. And at the same time, I don't want to, I kind of look at the other dude. It's like, well, you kind of, like, left the team. You didn't, like, try to work things out. Like, I don't know. It seems like they could almost both be in the wrong.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, but hazing's been around in sports for years.
I mean, it is, but it sounds like...
It's more. It's bullying. I mean, he has to be a star, for God's sakes.
Well...
I had to throw that in there.
It's like, I don't think the player should have been as much of a dick as he was, but at the same time, I don't think the other player should have been much as a pussy as he was. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it almost seems like they were both in the wrong.
Yeah, it's very possible. I mean, I don't see why, you know...
And it's bad that the Miami Dolphins have even, you know, this has even happened. It's like something... Why is it coming out now? You know, like, some things that happen, you know, it comes out in the end, but typically shit like this doesn't happen until the end of the season. But it's because the guy left because he had a mental breakdown because of it.
Yeah. And normally it's like stereotypical, like, the players in the NFL are the best of the best and the toughest of the tough. Because, I mean, you've been playing football for many, many years. I think I heard on the sports radio today that hazing, you know, it goes around on every single, like, all the way down to Pop Warner, which I don't know about that, but, like, I figure, you know, when you get to especially high school, so someone who's gone through high school and then college and then pro, and then all of a sudden, like, now he can't take it, or it just might have been just too intense for him, but that's why, like I said, to me, I don't know who to side with, but it's like they're both in the wrong.
Right.
I mean, luckily, the Dolphins aren't really playing for anything. I mean, granted, they did win this week, but other than that, it was just, to me, it goes, oh, yeah, there's the Miami Dolphins. Like, if this were to happen on, well, let's say, the Colts or the Broncos or the Chiefs, or even an NFC team like the 49ers or the Saints, you know, even the Cowboys, it'd be like, oh, you know, like, with the drastic changes, you know, this could have implication, everything, this could be on the season. But with the Miami Dolphins, it's like, oh, okay. It almost might as well happen to the Jaguars.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's sad because the Dolphins are actually just 4-4. They're technically in the playoff hunt, but I think after they play 8 more games, they might not even be in contendership.
Right.
But let's get into everything and how it's going. I think I'll get the ugly out of the way first. We'll talk about the Fantasy League real quick. I really don't think we talked about it last week. Actually, come to think about it, I really don't think we did. We skipped over it. Like, we do the Fantasy League for shits and giggles because people seem to like it more than doing NFL picks. We have 10 people in the Fantasy League, and we only have 7 in the Pick'ems League, and 2 of the people in the Pick'ems League aren't in the Fantasy, and I'd have to sit here and count how many are not in the... Well, we did have Stevie G, who was in
the Pick'em League and never...
Yeah, let's look and see if he's made any. I'm willing to bet... He hasn't made many moves. I haven't checked his shit. Oh, I don't think he has. Huh. I almost might as well kick him out of this league.
No, then it'll be uneven.
I think they'll put, I don't know. It depends on. I was kicked out of that league last year, and like they did something weird. Like they let it go. Like I think all my players might have been disbanded.
Mm-hmm.
Or oh no, I think I was still a team, but all my players were on the bench.
Just call it a bye week. That's what I had in one of my other leagues. The guy had 4 people in a bye, and I just destroyed him. But I also won, so now I'm 7-2.
I think I need to convince Stevie G to draft me some players.
He actually sent an invite on Xbox Live the other night for him to join the chat. I'm like, it was like 12:30. I'm like, no, I'm going to bed. I don't want to hear 14-year-olds complain.
I mean, it was no worse than Nade. Stevie actually has some good players on here. I don't know if I would consider Tom Brady good. I mean, he's normally good, but this year he's kind of, fantasy-wise, he's kind of shady. But, you know, Brandon Marshall.
Except for this week.
Did he tear it up? Oh, yeah, he did tear it up this week.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't Nick Foles or anything, but...
I'm trying to remember if I played him in some of my leagues, but that's neither here nor there. But in the Fantasy League, we have the main attraction still at number 1 at 8-1, and nobody is that close to him. Behind him is Dan with Pin Me Pay Me at 6-3, tied with Mop Blame Canada 6-3. Carp's Tip Top Team is 5-4, tied with Shane's The Dark Knights. After that, it's Bull at 4-5, the Breeston Plants at also 4-5. You locked up for life. Oh, and me, we're both tied at 3-6, and in 10th place, Stevie G, who gives no shits.
We leave him there to make us not look the worst.
Didn't we do bad in the fantasy last year?
Oh, yeah.
I think, let me pull up real quick how I'm doing in all my leagues, because they're all on Yahoo, because that's why we picked Yahoo this year. And I like that I hit certain link and I get all my games tied up, showed up at once, and it shows you how I'm doing. The best I'm doing in is second place. And then after that, I'm in 7th, 8th, and 9th. And I'm pretty sure I'm in 10-man leagues.
Yeah, I have, the one league that's with a bunch of my friends and former coworkers, I'm actually 7, or what, is it 7-2? I forget. There's been 9 games, right?
I will say this is something that I have to share. I was in danger of losing one of my games this past week. It's the one I'm in second place, and guess who their quarterback was?
Nick Foles?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you lucked out, sir.
And their projection went way down. He was originally projected in this league to have 26.34 points, and he only got 1.98.
Wow.
I mean, it sucked because this person also had Brandon Marshall, but I had Matt Forte.
There you go.
And I don't know. I'm kind of picky on my fantasy. I have to have one of two kickers, and that's Phil Dawson or Robbie Gould. And when they're on bye, I don't replace them. I just keep them there because I'm like, that's how I won this one. I didn't have Phil Dawson, so it's like, okay, I'm going to lose maybe 5 points. 10 if I'm really lucky, but that might not happen.
Right.
But I happen to win that one, so... That was that, and let's get into the fantasy portion. Not the fantasy portion, the Pick'ems portion, which is why we're here. Start at the bottom, the Awkward Carrots, my friend Ryan, at 7th place with 78 correct. Eat My Goal, a little bit above him at 80 at 6th place. In 5th place, the Dark Knights with 82. Dan with the Submission Specialist at 4th place at 83. I, 3rd place with 85 correct. Mob Jockey, 2nd place with 87, and by 1. And in 1st place, Life Sentence, Joe Bennett.
There's a reason why I host this show.
I'm waiting for it.
What's
the reason? I don't get it.
First place.
We'll see how long that lasts. It's
been all season so far.
All season?
I've been in first place all season. There is a tie for first at one point.
How many clarification to double check on that?
I'm already doing the double checking. Okay, I'm sorry. After week 2, Mop was in first place by 1 point. And then, okay, he was up by 2 points at one point.
That's what I thought. I thought Mop had
and then he,
was up for a while.
He loses those 2 points in week 4.
Because he always goes for the upsets.
And then,
which, I mean, granted, upsets are great, but upsets can fuck you too. And then I go with who I honestly think is going
to
win.
Then he lost 2 more points in week 5, and then he lost another point to me, another 3 points to me in week 6. Week 7, he made up for it because I only had 7, right? He had 8.
One of those weeks we missed, I did terrible. I think I was in fourth place.
And he almost had a perfect week last week, just missing the Dallas game. So
yeah, we talked about that, and it's... We only had one person get a game right that no one else got right.
Ooh.
And that was Shane picking Miami and Chicago. He was the only one to pick those, and they were the ones who won everything else. You have at least one other person picking. We almost got fucked, though. I was kind of happy it happened. I was borderline with Indy winning.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, that was almost an upset. The Seahawks was almost an upset. New Orleans fucked us, too.
Yeah.
That's the one that everybody picked, New Orleans. Everybody picked Dallas too, but they got it right. Obviously, the Chiefs. Actually, Chiefs almost lost that one, right?
Yeah, almost.
I don't get this about the Chiefs. And I'm wondering about their hype. Are they really that good? You just almost lost 2 games back to back to the Browns and the Bills. Either the Browns and the Bills are better than everybody thinks they are, or the Kansas City Chiefs aren't as good as as everybody thinks they are.
Wow.
And let me pull up real quick. Who of these 9 teams who have the Chiefs beat?
A lot of people.
Okay, week 1, they beat the Jaguars. Easy win. They beat the Cowboys by a close game.
Not
Cowboys. Cowboys seem to be a better team than we normally think they are.
No, so, I've always thought they're a good team.
In general.
Oh, yeah, true.
They beat the Eagles, bad team. They beat the Giants, bad team. They beat the Titans. Yeah, Titans are, as I'm pulling it up, Titans are 4-4. They're technically in the playoff hunt right now. They're on the outside looking in. They're in a fairly crowded division. No, they're not. Wait a minute, no. I was getting 2 divisions mixed up. No, they're not. They're in second place. I don't know. It's just because the Texans are normally better than they normally are. The Colts are the freaking Colts. They're Peyton Manning 2.0 up there.
Yeah.
And that's the other team in their division. Oh, yeah, the Raiders. Raiders suck. But they beat the Titans. Then they beat the Raiders. They killed the Raiders 24-7. Beat the Texans by 1, and then beat the Browns and the Bills. They technically have, in my opinion, a fairly light schedule. And then coming up after their bye week, which it will be interesting, the Sunday night game. Yeah, at the Broncos.
Wow.
I think that's where it'll get interesting.
Yeah, very well could be. Very well could be.
Oh, wait, I said the Raiders were in that in the AFC in the wrong fucking division. And someone was probably bitching. Okay, in that division, the Colts, the Titans. Oh yeah, the Jaguars are in that division. That's the team I was missing. Yeah, it's a really bad division.
Yes.
I will say this: if the Titans can manage to duplicate their first half of the season and 8-8, I think that'll be pretty good for them. And that division too. But going back to where we were breaking down everybody's picks for the week, we had a few of those unanimous games, and then we only got fucked on the one of New Orleans. I don't think, yeah, there's not anyone that won. Only one person got wrong. We ranged from 7 to 9, right? Joe, you being top with 9.
That's right.
And then the rest of us split. 3 of us got 8. 3 of us got 7. But with that being said, let's talk about how our teams did. And Oh my God, I actually got to watch both my teams. I didn't get to watch all the Browns game because I went to the store. I went to the store, somewhere towards the end of the 1 o'clock games, 12 o'clock games for you. And then I didn't get home till halftime.
Wow.
Because Brittany sent me out for some stuff to pick up real quick, and then while I was there, she was like, oh, pick up these baking chocolates. Yeah, it's like for like little, like they're like like chocolate wafers.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the cookie wafers, but they're just chocolate,
right? No,
you can use them for baking, right? Motherfucker, every store I went to did not fucking have them. I went to Target, Walmart, and then our local grocery store, which is called Giant Eagle. None of them fucking had it. I was pissed. Anyway, but the Browns beat, which actually we gotta talk about this. I had another perfect football week. Yeah, we talked about this.
Oh yeah.
Browns win, Bears win, Packers lose, Steelers lose. I started keeping track of that in 2006, and I could never get all 4. Finally, it happened this year, and now it's happened twice. Technically, if the Browns and the Bears win the last week of the season, it'll happen 3 times in 1 season. I'll be really fucking lucky. But Browns beating the Ravens, and I did not realize this until I looked at the standings today. Browns are in second place in the division.
Wow.
I really think Jason Campbell does make a difference, and I'm curious to see of how they do after, because this week they got a bye. I'm curious to see what they do after that. And like I said, I don't think this is a playoff team, but They finish 8-8, which they could with their schedule. All they have to do is beat the Steelers twice, beat the Bengals right after they get off the bye, and then they have the Jaguars in there too. The other games they have are the Patriots, Bears, and Jets. They can lose those and win the ones that I mentioned. They will finish the season 8-8.
Wow, better than you thought they're going to do this year.
I thought they would do about 7-9, but I said at best they do an 8-8.
True.
When I did predictions on Macho Man Radio, which you can hear on Blog Talk Radio, when we did preseason stuff with them, I actually did records, and I actually had the Browns at 8-8. But I had the Ravens being at least second place in division, and I kind of think that should happen. And I do think the Steelers are going to finish below 500, which I really want. I really, really want. I really, 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 really want that to happen. Finish below 500.
Can see it happen.
And under the Browns. That hasn't happened since the Browns have come back.
There you go.
And then... But I'm happy with what they did. But how about the Cowboys going against the Vikings?
How about them Cowboys?
How about Adrian Peterson running through them?
Well, that
given. I mean, granted that the Cowboys won, but it's granted the Cowboys won, but you know, Adrian Peterson dragging half the team to the end zone, that was mighty impressive.
Well, we knew that was going to happen because the Cowboys defense is awful. I'm just going to leave it there. The Bears defense is awful. The Cowboys defense is about the same, and they only have a few good players, and if they had a better quarterback, they probably would have beat the Cowboys, because the passing game is what's going to beat the Cowboys in the long run, not the run game, even though Adrian Peterson ran all over them. But that was going to happen.
I think with the Bears, I don't think that it's a terrible defense. I think it's a subpar defense from what we're used to. They still had some good things in it, but then again, I mean, it's kind of it's like the pass rush wasn't there, and every so once in a while, it is possible to do a really good run on them, like, which we'll get to in a minute of fucking, what is his name? Edwin Stacey. Fucking, I'm like, just, I don't know whether that could be, that's him too. I think he could be one of the next big running backs, because he has this burst of speed, and he's so young, to where he just goes through people, and even when you think you got him, you don't.
Yeah.
But Cowboys... Since we didn't really talk about it on here, if the playoffs were to end, if the season were to end today and the playoffs would start today, Cowboys would be in the fourth seed going up against the fifth seed 49ers. I still think, I mean, this playoff picture can change drastically, but how well do you think the Cowboys can hold off the division and stay in playoff contention?
I think they should easily win this division. I mean, it's awful. It's not even a crapshoot. I mean, yeah, the Eagles are a game behind them, but they're 4-5 and they look awful. The Redskins are 3-5. They look awful. The Giants, well, enough said.
It's funny because right now the Eagles are considerably the 10th seed in the conference.
Yeah. And I think the NFC minus the Seahawks is a much less dominant division than the AFC. And that's a turn from how it's been in the past. I mean, you still have an undefeated team in the AFC. You have the Broncos, who are 7-1. There's 6-2, 6-3, 7-2. In the NFC, you've got 5-4, 5-3, 6-2. And then the Seahawks, which are just above and beyond the world at 8-1.
So one more time, you think the NFC is more dominant than the AFC?
No.
You think the AFC... Here's what it is, what I've always felt when it comes to AFC and NFC. The NFC is more unpredictable. It's more open. You can get so many times where teams pop up out of nowhere and then don't go anywhere
right.
The next year. But in the AFC, when you look, especially in the playoff picture, it's a lot of times the same teams. I mean, right now we're in the middle of a transition where a lot of things are changing. Some of the teams that were once great aren't as great anymore for one reason or another. But for a while, it was every year AFC champions were either the Steelers, the Colts, or the Patriots.
Right.
Always those three. I forget how many years. I think it went like 7-8 years, or it was one of them. And for a while, actually, no, it might have been longer than that. I remember they actually repeated because it went Steelers, Colts, Patriots. And then I think it went Steelers, Colts, Patriots one more time or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots, Steelers, Colts, Patriots, Steelers, Colts.
Yeah.
And it's like what I've said before, I think NFC has the most talent, but AFC has some of the best talent.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about the Bears for a minute. Talk about that Bears game last night that I did was lucky enough to watch. And within the first drive, Aaron Rodgers gets knocked out and could possibly be the end of his season right now. They're quote playing it week by week. Another thing came out that he could be out 3 weeks. But I think it's interesting. If he is out the whole season, I made the prediction last year that I made the prediction based on the observation that looking at the NFC North, all the quarterbacks have gotten injured and been out for the season or have had some sort of like big injury. And the only one who really hasn't had that was Green Bay. Actually, it's Green Bay in general. They haven't had that happen in such a long time. Brett Favre play through injury, started all these games, and then the only thing that happened with Aaron Rodgers is he got a concussion.
True.
Then after that, I mean, that's pretty much all there's been. And I just felt like it's going to catch up to them. They're going to have something happen to knock out Aaron Rodgers. I said it would happen last year. I was wrong. But if Aaron Rodgers is out the whole season, I was a year off. And it actually did happen. Crazy. And it's like, I'm not happy that Aaron Rodgers got injured. I think he's a really good player. Thank God I don't have many of my fantasy teams. But at the same time, I'm happy that now my team has better odds, not only in the game last night to win, but to actually do something in the playoffs. If the Bears were to win the Super Bowl this year, nobody is going to look back and say, well, if Aaron Rodgers wasn't injured, that would have happened. Because we don't really look at that in football. Because technically, if Jay Cutler didn't get injured in the NFC Championship game, Bears might have won that game.
Right.
But it's not something we look at.
True. Because you can't think of what if.
No, because it's the game. People get injured all the time, and it's necessarily part of the game. When people pick who they think is going to win, a lot of times they pick on how well they did before and how well they think the drafts are going to do, like any type of change they're going to do, and no one really takes in the fact of injuries. No one says, well, I really think, like last year, no one said Adrian Peterson could get injured again. I don't think they're going to do that great.
Right.
I mean, granted, he was coming back from injury. Everybody thought he wouldn't do well because of that, but you don't already picture like, okay, this quarterback's going to get injured, this running back's going to get injured, and they'll be out for the whole season after they get injured, so they're not going to do that great. I mean, no one ever really thinks of that.
Right.
So I like the fact that now my team has an opportunity. They have a shot, a better shot, to win the division. And it's funny, one of my teams knocked out JerMichael Finley, and my other team knocked out Aaron Rodgers.
That's great.
I wonder if I can get it to happen again. But then again, that'd have to be the last week of the season for the for the Bears and the Packers. Knock out somebody.
Right.
But I think this year, too, the Packers are beat up. They have had the worst year injury-wise.
Yeah, I mean, I call it the injury season of the NFL.
I don't know, because that seemed to happen every year. I've felt like ever since the CBA, like, it's been crazy. Things have started to change for one reason or another, and I mean, you get some really bad injury years. I think that first year with the Bears was terrible after the CBA, because that was after the NFC Championship game, and yeah, that's when we started to do the show, and Matt Forte and Jay Cutler both got knocked out. It's one thing to have one of them gone,
right,
but when the other one's gone, when they were both gone, it's like, what the fuck are we going to do?
Right.
We had Caleb Haney and Chester Taylor, because I don't think we had, yeah, we didn't have Bush at that point. It was just terrible. And I think it has happened too with other stuff too. I mean, we just had to look it up.
Yeah.
And then I think that pretty much sums it up for our teams. And let's get into our predictions this week for how we think our teams are going to do. Well, luckily, the Browns are on bye week, and we've never mentioned who's on bye. I just happened to pull it up because I was curious on bye week schedule. We are on week 10, and there's only two more bye weeks left. Next week will be Dallas's.
Yes.
But this week, no Cleveland, Kansas City, New England, or the New York Jets. All on bye.
I'm not going to miss them.
Well, how about next week when our two teams are the Dallas Cowboys and the St. Louis Rams?
I'm going to miss the Cowboys, but that's about it. JK.
But getting into this week, like I said, Browns on bye. So let's start with the Dallas Cowboys. And they have the Sunday night game this week, and it's the Dallas Cowboys at the New Orleans Saints.
It's going to be a fun game.
Do you think Rob Ryan's going to have a trick up his sleeve for his old team?
He's going to try, but I think they'll be fine because the offense is completely different from when Rob Ryan was there. You have you have more deep threats now on Cowboys offense.
So what you're saying is you hope the offense will change a lot of the things for their team?
It has to, because their defense is awful.
Good, because I hope that happens in the Bears game. But we'll get to that in a minute. I got the Saints. I think it's really hard to pick because I think the Cowboys are a team that's really coming together. They're better than they've been in quite some time. And it's funny because this is something that came up on I did Macho Man Radio this evening, so you can catch that on Blog Talk Radio and all that kind of shit. But we brought up how Joe Flacco gets this big contract, and he hasn't done shit. He has done terrible. The Ravens could miss the playoffs. Now, let's flip to Dallas and Tony Romo, and when he got his contract, everybody bitched a fit. I mean, I poked fun at it a little bit. I remember when it happened, but Tony Romo's actually doing something.
Yep.
Tony Romo is earning his money. People think he didn't earn it, but he's like proving it now. But it's and then Joe Flacco kind of earned his money, but it's almost proven he didn't earn the amount that they gave him. He needed less.
I completely agree.
Yeah. And I think it's what the solution that I came up with is because Romo is probably a better quarterback than Joe Flacco. But you look at how the teams have done. The Cowboys have what? I mean, how many playoff wins does Romo have? One?
One.
Joe Flacco, on the other hand, who I remember last season, we were saying, you know, how bad the Ravens were, and then at the end they picked up and everything. But it's like they managed for a couple years to make it to the playoffs, and then last year not only did they make it to the AFC Championship game, they made it to the Super Bowl and won it. So Joe Flacco has had more success that way. But the team as a whole was better, not Joe Flacco.
Right.
Tony Romo was probably better as a whole compared to his team.
Absolutely. He's only had 6 interceptions so far this season. 6.
And I find it ironic because, like, you know, me and you do the show and everything, that Jay Cutler and Tony Romo are both having pretty good years.
Yeah, believe it or not.
I mean, Cutler's had a couple bad games, one against the Lions, the other one against the Redskins. But still, as a whole, these were probably, like, two of the most, not say controversial, not underrated, but, like, not many people held these two in high light. And now they're both doing pretty good. I think it would be kind of pretty cool if we can get the Bears-Cowboys NFC Championship game.
That would be cool. I mean, they are playing here pretty soon.
Yeah, they're playing on December 9th. I'm hoping we have a show during that time.
Well, here's the hard part about that. The first week of December, I'm going to be in Minnesota.
You going to the Bears versus Vikings game?
No, I'm going.
Because that is on December 1st.
Well, December 2nd is when I fly to Minnesota for work and don't fly back till the 6th. But I should have internet in my hotel room, so I should be able to record a show.
Well, at the same time, I'm on the road.
True.
I have the real hard part. It's finding time and place to record this. If I want to pay money, I can get Wi-Fi at truck stops.
It costs a lot of money, though.
Actually, I think it only costs a couple bucks, but that adds up per show. I can get a 1-year subscription, and I think it's like $150. And I'm not sure. It's like any type of truck stop like that. Right. So if I go to a Pilot Flying J, I can get it at any Pilot Flying J. I've also looked into like a personal hotspot or whatever you want to call it.
I should
personal
send you mine because I don't use it.
You should. Because then all I have to do, well, actually, no. Technically, because no matter what, I'd have to get a contract with someplace, and I could get one for either really cheap or free.
Not if I send you mine that's on my account.
Okay, yeah, you should send me that one. Because I need one really bad.
So I just want to bring this up. I pulled up a comparison between the Mannings, Romo, and Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
So Peyton has
Peyton Manning is probably the best, guaranteed, hands down.
Well, 6 interceptions, 29 touchdown passes, a passer rating of 119.4. He does have a negative 26 rushing yards.
Wait a minute, he's had interceptions this year? Where the fuck have I been?
6. We go to Tony Romo. 6 interceptions, 20 touchdown passes, 100 passer rating. Now, he does have 40 yards rushing. Jay Cutler, 7 interceptions. He has a 91.7 passer rating because he's got a lot less yards than the both of them. Jay is at 1658. Romo's at 2553, and Peyton has 2919. And then we go.
I think with that, too, it's got to be held the which of those teams?
Oh.
One of them. Cowboys, that's what I was thinking. Cowboys have 2 more games.
True. But we go to Mr. Eli.
Then Jay Cutler, my bad. Oh, God, this ought to be great.
Eli Manning has a passer rating of 68.4. He has 10 touchdown passes.
20 interceptions.
And 15 interceptions.
That's close.
Very close. So, obviously, who we think is the worst quarterback, obviously, is not. And let me throw...
Well, if you're gonna throw out stats, then, I mean, I don't know if anybody who's going to be really picking on stats. I mean, as a sound clip we have says, stats are for losers. Keep looking at stats. Keep looking at wins. Stats are for losers. They relish in them. But Peyton Manning, 1 Super Bowl. Eli Manning, two Super Bowls. Jay Cutler and Tony Romo, no Super Bowls.
Joe Flacco, one Super Bowl, 9 interceptions this season with a 79.3 passer rating. Is he really worth the money?
No.
My point exactly.
And I think Cutler's passer rating will get better with some of these with these games coming up. I mean,
well, they don't play. They have a winning record, a team with a winning record, except for the Packers and the Lions. The rest of the season.
Well, yeah, but the only thing is that's as of right now. I mean, some of those can change. Ravens. No, I think they'll still be that. Cowboys, yes, winning record. I mean, what about the Cowboys?
What?
I mean, who are you talking? You talking about the Bears record?
I guess the Cowboys have a winning record.
Yeah, but I mean, Jay Cutler can definitely, I think, just raise his numbers and his passer rating. Like it's he's got the Eagles. That could be most likely be a really good win. Browns, depending on how well their defense wants it to be, and it will be in Cleveland the beginning of December. I was gonna try to go, but it's a week before Christmas, and I'd rather just come home the week of Christmas. So, fuck that.
Makes sense.
I think they should be able to beat the Rams. They should be able to beat the Vikings. Vikings will probably be a close one. That's the one thing. Because that interdivision play can be very tight, but it could also help Jay Cutler's passer rating, because I think in that game, he might have had only two interceptions.
Yeah, I think so.
But that's neither here nor there. And where were we talking about how we thought our teams were going to do? And, yeah, we were talking about Cowboys and Saints. You're picking
Cowboys.
Cowboys. I'm picking the Saints. And sticking with the other team that we happen to mention of changing things you do during the game when you have someone who was formerly on your team on the other team. The Detroit Lions at the Chicago Bears. I think a lot of people were going to be picking Detroit to win this one. They handed Chicago a loss. I don't know if Cutler's going to play. They said they almost, like at the beginning of the game last night, they were like, oh yeah, Cutler's going to be back. And then now today they're like, well, he could be back. We don't know yet. And it wasn't the team saying that, it was affiliates and everything. I don't know whether they're doing that because McCown did really good.
I don't think you can make the assumption for McCown doing good.
I mean, some people are thinking that. I mean, I've heard some people try to say like, oh, there should be a quarterback controversy. No,
absolutely not.
McCown, he has proven himself to be someone you want as your backup. But this is Jay Cutler's team. Jay Cutler hasn't done that bad. Only one interception difference between himself, Peyton Manning, and Tony Romo. So that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just, I think a lot of people too of like how bad they did in the first game. That's another thing that they're worried about. To me, the only reason I don't want Jay Cutler to play is because I want to make sure that his growing is good. Like if he sat out another week, I would be perfectly fine with it. It's only because of that. But if you'd want to stay,
you want growing to be good.
Oh yeah, I want it to be real good.
Must be good. His wife's pregnant again.
Yeah, it's
funny because that came out once, like the day after the groin injury.
Yeah, I do remember that. But it's with I think this Detroit game, and you know, can McCown do better?
Yeah,
can he do better than what Jay Cutler did? But I think the team as a whole should do better. It seemed like the biggest problem really was defense.
Right.
Because when Reggie Bush can run a million yards on you for scrimmage, then, yeah, something needs to change. And supposedly it was with the play calling. And whether you want to blame the Detroit Lions for knowing that information or you want to blame the Chicago Bears for not changing that information.
Right.
When they knew what was going on or knowing that they were going into that situation. So I'm picking the Bears on this one.
Yeah, I should go against the Bears because every time I pick against them, they win. But I think I'm going to pick the Bears just because, Detroit's Detroit. I don't think they're going to let Calvin Johnson do what he did to the Cowboys and, you know, get 342 yards of receiving yards.
If Calvin Johnson wants to get 352 yards, I think the Bears' defense should let him, and they should let him get as many touchdowns as he wants. It's just the offense needs to double that.
Oh, yeah.
So I can get my fantasy points.
I knew it was going there.
That's another thing we didn't mention, that the Lions, the Packers, and the Bears are tied in the division.
Really tied first.
I think technically the Lions are in first, technically, with the tiebreakers and whatnot. Then the Bears and the Packers.
Right. And now the Bears technically own that tiebreaker over the Packers now. Until week 17 when they play the Packers in last game.
Yeah.
Because that could really be for a playoff spot, that game.
Yeah, yeah. That's something we talked about on Macho Man, of it being, who of these three teams, who's going to win the division. To me, I said at the beginning of the year that I thought they were going to win wild card, and that's my bar for them. That's my standard. They need to, if they need to make the playoffs, and you're only going to do it one of two ways, the division or the wild card. And if they win wild card, that's me being, that's the lowest you can go to make the goal.
I think that's going to be hard. I think they have to win the division, honestly, because the wild card, I think that's going to be a San Francisco position, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. There's going to be a lot of factors. I mean, if they do are able to win the division, then at least they could host one playoff game.
Right.
And that'd be really awesome.
The last playoff game they hosted, they won.
No.
Yeah, they beat the Seahawks.
Yeah, then they play the next week in Chicago.
Oh, that was Chicago. That's right. Oh, they lost.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about Todd Collins going in and fucking up the game even worse than Jay Cutler being in. Literally, when Todd Collins went in, my exact reaction was, well, we lost.
I think that is the world's reaction, honestly.
Actually, no, the world reaction goes, who the fuck's Todd Collins?
Who's Todd Collins? Is that a...
I was texting my friend who's a Packers fan, and I said, oh my God, Todd Collins is in. We lost. And he goes, who? And then what was fun, it was like after that, because I hated Todd Collins because of the New York Giants game that year when Jay Cutler got knocked out because of a concussion, and he did terrible.
Wasn't he the lead singer of Genesis?
Then there was, and Caleb Haney went in too. I liked Caleb Haney. But again, people's reaction was, who?
Ooh.
We could have won that one. Caleb Haney did good, but he threw a bad interception, which I don't blame him. Anyway, but I'm saying the Bears could get wild card. They could at least have, they're at least in the playoffs.
Right.
And that's a place they want to be. I mean, I would much rather them get to the NFC Championship game and get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But I feel like there's a lot with the Bears that is starting out new, especially with like the coaching and some of the things. But then I have a feeling like it's like the end of certain eras. Like the defense is no longer as strong as they once were. Forte's probably right now halfway through his career. Cutler, who knows with him. The only thing I hate about Cutler, I mean, I love Cutler, but he's injury prone. But I almost think it's because he plays hard. It's not like they're not like dumb injuries.
Right.
He got the one. He threw that interception at San Diego and then ran to the tackle, and that's where he fucked up his shit.
Yeah.
And I just hate that persona that he was got given of this, you know, this bitch and pussy and all this kind of stuff. But he has proven this year that to be a fucking badass. He pulled the John Cena, and he's coming back early from his injury. He had that run, I think it was in the Pittsburgh game, and instead of sliding, he actually hit. So I think, I don't know, Jay Cutler getting married and having a kid, like, turned him into a man.
Man.
I mean, granted, he still has that look on his face, but I think, I mean, that's just a look. Half the time my girlfriend comes home and she looks pissed off, but she's not really pissed off, just her fucking look. Anyway. Spending a lot of time on the Bears and the Lions. I'm picking Bears. You're picking Bears?
Yeah, I'll pick the Bears.
All right, and we'll be back right after this commercial break, which will be in there.
What's up, people? Mr. Old School, alter ego to the Mountie, here to let you know about a new podcast that I've been working on called Old School at the Movies. We talk all about the latest news and rumors, we review stats, we've got our own movie review of the week, predictions, contests, all that good stuff. Check us out at oldschoolmovies.net. Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
All right, and we're back. And let's start things off with the Thursday night game, the Washington Redskins at the Minnesota Vikings.
Be there in 3 weeks.
A part of me wants to pick the Vikings. Just a surprise Thursday went home. A lot of these televised games have been shockers. You get the person, the team you're not expecting to win, or you have the team you're not expecting to win put up a fight.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick the Redskins.
I am also picking the Redskins.
And then next we have the Seattle Seahawks at the Atlanta Falcons. It's another one I like to pick the home team, but I'm just, Seattle's on this roll. They're fucking lucky. They got a boot up their ass. And I mean a lucky fucking Shamrock boot up their ass of almost losing to the Rams and then almost losing to Tampa Bay this week. I don't think it's going to happen a third time. I think they're going to win convincingly against the Falcons, who pretty much, since they don't have Julio Jones, have not been as impressive.
No, definitely agree.
So you're picking
Seattle, of course.
And then up next, I don't think there's a lot of time we have to spend on this one.
Super Bowl, soon to be Super Bowl champions.
Seattle Seahawks. I'll call it now.
The Philadelphia Eagles at the Green Bay Packers. I don't know what they're going to do within this week, what quarterback they're going to pick up, but I'm going to pick Green Bay. I think even with Seneca Wallace, they could beat the Eagles.
Oh, interesting. I've got the Eagles winning, unfortunately. I just don't think Seneca Wallace has it. They're not picking anyone else up, I can tell you that. I mean, Matt Flynn, yes, he did pass through waivers this week, but I don't think it's going to change much. So, Seneca Wallace, you suck.
Oh, it could be worse. It could be Brandon Whedon.
Or Todd Collins.
Definitely. Todd Collins. Jesus Christ. next up, we have Jacksonville Jaguars at Tennessee Titans. Yeah, Tennessee Titans. That's all we got to say.
Yeah, I've got the Titans winning.
And we'll move on, and I don't think much has to be said here either. The St. Louis Rams at the Indianapolis Colts. I'm picking the Colts.
Colts.
I feel like there's a lot of games like this week. The Oakland Raiders at the New York Giants. I think these are both shit teams, but I'm going to pick the Giants this week.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm picking Oakland still.
I would say you got to remember, though, Eli Manning could actually still have good games. He's actually managed to do that a couple times this year. I mean, granted, he's had more bad games than good games, but
yeah, I'm still going to go with the Raiders.
And then next we have the Buffalo Bills at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers are the favorites, but I'm picking the Buffalo Bills because I think the Steelers are still crap, and the Buffalo Bills have actually managed to play good football.
No, I've kept Pittsburgh winning. I'm sorry.
I hope you're wrong a lot this week. Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens. Big implications for the Browns. If the Bengals win, the Baltimore Ravens drop a little bit below the Browns. If the Ravens win, I think that's a tie for first place in the division. Much like what we have right now in the NFC North, but I'm picking the Bengals.
I've got the Bengals winning also.
And then up next we have Carolina Panthers at the San Francisco 49ers.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, Carolina is a team that is showing that they're better than they were last year, but I'm still going to pick the 49ers. I'm not picking them hands down like I would have last year because of how good the 49ers were and how bad the Panthers are. I think this will be a very close game.
Yeah, I think it'll be close. I've got the 49ers winning only because a former co-worker is going to be in San Francisco for the game, and he's a 49ers fan.
Nice.
Yep.
And then next up we have the Houston Texans at the Arizona Cardinals. I find it weird. The Houston Texans are the underdogs, but crazy enough, I'm picking them to win.
I'm not. It's others to it. I'm not. Can't. Just can't.
So you're picking the Cardinals.
Yeah, and they have Wade Phillips doing the coaching this week, so I hate Wade Phillips with a passion.
Up next, we have the Denver Broncos at the San Diego Chargers. Will the San Diego Chargers pull the magic against Peyton Manning once again?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm picking the Denver Broncos.
The San Diego Chargers have as much chance winning this game as Manti Te'o having sex with his imaginary girlfriend.
So yes, as long as they do it by themselves.
Oh.
Anyway, so I'm picking Denver. You're picking Denver, and let's get on to the Monday night game, the wild and crazy battle for Florida, and the winner gets to go up against Jacksonville, or the loser gets to go up against Jacksonville for the worst team in Florida, Miami Dolphins at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm picking the Miami Dolphins.
I'm actually going to pick Tampa Bay because Miami has issues with their offensive line now because they're all going to get bullied for the rest of the season.
They were only missing one of them
on
Thursday, and Incognito was still playing. I didn't think it came out until after the game.
You're right, but they'll be missing two this week.
That's true. I'm still gonna pick.
Okay.
All right, and that's all the games, and let's go to our Pretty Swell Pick of the Week, brought to you by PrettySwellGuys.com and the Pretty Swell Guys Podcast. Woo!
The Pretty Swell Guys. Kirk Robinson.
Give me a funky ass bass line.
Go drinking. This is what comedians do.
Chris Klimm.
Size does matter, bitch.
Chris Klimm, who is a very funny guy.
Live now from Akron, Ohio, here are the Pretty Swell Guys.
Eric, here we are. Welcome to the Pretty Swell Guys podcast. I'm Kirk Robinson.
I'm Chris Klimm. Are we really doing a podcast now?
I don't think we are.
What number is it?
100.
You don't even know.
No, what I don't.
It's, oh, it's no. 167.
I'll make up a number just to the
everything's going to be 69 from now on.
No, never. 69.
Never. I finally got what your shirt means now.
What's it mean?
It's swim rescue.
Oh, he finally got one with me. There you go. I'm glad you started watching. I told you like 600 times to watch it.
I know, you know what? I didn't listen to you, but it's hilarious.
Carl Weathers. Carl Weathers, don't have to say.
Yeah, a little soup going, yeah.
He's an acting coach, which is awesome.
Yeah, because he's such a great actor. I want to know how he was able
Action
to,
Jackson,
to have sex with, what's her name from Action Jackson?
I don't know.
One of Prince's chicks, Apollonia?
Apollonia, that's it.
He's like, Action Jackson, baby, yeah.
Action Jackson can get laid whenever he wants.
Action Jackson, his holster is actually holding his dick that he had to swing around him and put extra in his pocket. So that's what's in his holster.
You know what the best line in that movie is? They call me Action. That's the best line.
The best line is everything Biff says. Oh, you're Action Jackson.
Well, are we supposed to plug something here?
Oh, yeah, our podcast.
Oh, yeah. PrettySwellGuys.com.
No, it's the Pretty Swell Guys.
Yeah, but that's where you go. PrettySwellGuys.com.
Yeah. Or iTunes.
Or iTunes. Today. Go there today.
So this is commercial?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Right. I mean, I know it is. I'm just making sure because I have a line of novelty bedroom products I'd also like to plug.
No, we're not going to plug that now.
Okay.
We'll plug that on our show. If you want novelty bedroom products, you can listen
to our show. Well, they're not edible.
Are they used?
Yeah, I mean, right. they're flavored products,
but Craigslist
if you eat it, we are not liable.
All right. Glad for that disclaimer.
Okay, yeah, well, the lawyers.
Listen to our podcast.
Yeah, it's great.
It's
awesome. Way better than this, trust me.
So long, everyone.
Later.
Next, we have a very, very big group by the name of...
The Pretty Swell Guys. Copyright 2012. Got a question? A comment? Want to be a guest? Just send an email to prettyswellguys@gmail.com. This is Chuck Costanzo, the voice of the Pretty Swell Guys. Thanks for listening.
All right, and Joe, what is your Pretty Swell pick of the week?
The Dallas Cowboys over the Seattle Seahawks. Or not Seattle Seahawks, my bad. Over
they're gonna do so good, they're going to be the team they're not going against.
Yes.
What a pick. You know, because we can actually do it now. It's not as crazy. The Green Bay Packers beating the Philadelphia Eagles. The Green Bay Packers aren't the undefeated team that they once were. And they don't have Aaron Rodgers.
Very true. This is true.
And actually, we got to talk about the You're Going to Get Your Ass Kicked award. And we have a tie.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And it's not the Denver game. That's surprising. Denver are in third. That game is in third place of the biggest difference, 31% to 9%. But it's even more lopsided for the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans and the St. Louis Rams going up against the Indianapolis Colts, and the Colts and Titans are both 97% to 3%.
Wow.
And I think that'll do it for us this week.
Yay, football.
No guarantees whether we'll be able to get a show out next week. Just throwing that out now. I'm going to edit this all together tonight and have it up for you early tomorrow morning, which I'm leaving on a bus and I'll be gone till the week of Thanksgiving. If I have to, we have time to do one, we will. If we don't, we don't. It's just trying to figure shit out.
Picks will still be made.
Yeah, picks will still be made, and maybe we'll post a few on Facebook and Twitter, because you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
But that will do it for us this week. Be sure to catch everything, like I said, on Facebook and on Twitter and on www.kfabesports.com. Any final words, Joe?
Go Cowboys.
Go Saints.
Thanks.
I said go Saints.
I was finishing the show.
Well, I finished the show. Because I got to say the end line.
Oh, okay.
We got to say the ending tagline.
You're right.
So for Joe Bennett.
That's me.
I am Heavyset. And thank you for listening to NFL Easy Picks right here on KFave Sports Radio, where it's all a work. And now let's get back to some more football.
Thanks.